Everybody, welcome back to another episode.
Hey, J18.
I got my sister with me.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Why you say it like that? You ain't like
yeah,
you.
I'm trying to see what's going on with everybody.
Yeah, we
we gotta start doing these things live. We see your comments, right,
yeah,
Jay?
Yeah.
And people are thinking we're doing this live, and actually we're recording, and then we're uploading.
Yeah, this is all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of y'all we've been seeing y'all in the comment section saying, "Hey, we missing it.
Yeah,
missing a lot." No, you ain't missing nothing. This is all pre-recorded. But real soon, in a couple of weeks, we're gonna start doing this live because we really want to see the reactions in real time and responding to everybody's comments and things of that nature. But listen, we in episode 6. Of Lounge Talk with J18. We ready. How was your week, sis? What went on this week? Talk to me.
My week was great. For me, I work a full-time job, clearly, but I work for a March of Dimes, and it is an organization that helps and specializes with helping people who have disabilities. And so not to put too much out there, but just to say that I enjoy the work that I do, and I thoroughly enjoy helping people on a day-to-day basis in whatever avenue I do. So
that's a rewarding line of work too, because I got a friend of mine that actually does the same type of work, and he say all the time, if I was in that position where I needed that type of help, I would want somebody to help me that really cares about me. So shout out to the people that actually work in disability. You work with people with cerebral palsy or autism. Like, y'all are the real MVPs, because I know that is not an easy line of work to do at all.
No, it's not, but it's rewarding because you get to see people get the help that they need in real time. So,
that's
the amazing part.
So let's get into the scripture of the day. We always start every single podcast with the scripture of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Trina always deliver that for us. So give it to us right now.
Hebrews 11:6, and it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him," talking about God, "for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
Yes.
Y'all, if you come to the Lord Jesus, seek him with your whole heart, because the Bible says that there is a reward for those who diligently, or in other words, who consistently, who are constantly seeking after him.
That's good. That's good. Because you got to have faith, man.
So the question is, Jay, have you been seeking him? What have you been doing? How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I'm busy, man. I'm always uploading content and, just constantly trying to put the content out to the people.
Yeah.
It's a grind daily. I really have to tell myself to slow down sometimes because it's just when you being consistent and you being original, and you trying, it's like a battle against myself. I'm competing against myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm putting out some content, the next piece of content I do, I want it to be better than the one that I just put out. So all my people out there, y'all already know how I work. It's a grind every single day because it just never stops. So, but I thank God for the strength and the faith to keep going. So you said without faith, it's impossible to please God. It is certainly impossible to really do anything without him, y'all, because like I say all the time, I say this all the time, I don't see how people make it without God, because you need that faith to even believe that you're going places and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Well, he supports us, right? He supports us. The Lord undergirds us. And the word of God says that he will bless the work of our hands. So then my question is, what are your hands doing? Like, I know we're going to get into the topics of the podcast, but what are your hands doing? Your hands should be doing something so that God can bless the work of your hands. So if you're not doing anything, then my question is, what can God bless? What are you doing that God can touch? What are you doing that God can multiply? Right. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it that way, and you add faith to the things that you're doing, then it gives God something to bless.
That's right, because a lot of people, they want God to, bless them, but you're not doing something. We was talking about that earlier this week. I was saying, look, if you want God to God got to be able to have something to bless. You can't be a sitting duck, you know, want God to bless you, because he can't bless something that's parked. He can't bless something that's not doing anything. So not only do you got to have faith, but you also got to have active faith too.
Works.
Yes.
Because what the scripture say? Faith without...
Yeah, faith without works is dead. That's anything that you're doing.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing out there, whatever it is that you're working towards, whatever goal that is,
whatever dream,
you just got to remember that, you know, God is going to bless you as long as you're working too. You know?
Absolutely.
Because you'll never see the blessing come to fruition if you ain't doing nothing. It's real simple. You have to get out there. You have to put forth your best effort to be the best version of yourself, and at the same time giving God the glory so that he can meet you where you are.
Yeah.
And ultimately you'll be blessed in the end, and you'll be happy that you allow God to enter your space, because you have to make room for him. Who said that? Jonathan McReynolds?
I think that's what the man of God said. That's what he said.
You gotta make room. You know, you gotta make room for him to work and move. And I'm a living witness that if you allow God to move and you have some patience, and you wait on his perfect timing, things are going to come together for you. So,
and it will.
It will.
It will. Yeah, it will.
Yeah. You got anything else to add to that? Or you?
No, I wasn't going to preach to him. I just was going to do what you know.
We got to stop you. We got to stop her, y'all. We got to slow her down a little bit. Because if I let her go, this is going to be a sermon. Okay? And we ain't doing that. We need a healthy balance of both. Okay. Viral, something went viral, y'all.
Let's talk about social media.
There's a man by the name of Derek Lambert, everybody calling him Unk. Mm-hmm. Viral video where he was coming out of Whataburger. I ain't never had Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I thought it was Whataburger.
Mm-mm.
So it's Whata?
No, Whata, like Whataburger.
You just said Whataburger. You just said
it's more like Whataburger, Whataburger.
Yeah, how you say it? Is it Whataburger or Whataburger? It's Whataburger to me. I don't care. It's Whataburger. We ain't finna go back and forth on this. Anyway, he was coming out of Whataburger, and these girls approached him. And, you know, we don't know what happened or what occurred before the recording started, but we heard him saying, "I ain't fresh." Yeah. This man right here. Yeah. Derek Lambert. Now, he got the pot of blue shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
James, and I just did a video about this earlier, y'all, and I uploaded it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Dude is fresh. Look at him.
Nothing wrong with it. He got an undershirt on. He got a t-shirt on, so you know he took a shower.
The man is fresh. And they say he looked like Mike Epps. And he does look like Mike Epps a little bit. I see a little Mike Epps. Who else did you say he looked like? Did you see the comments?
No, I didn't see the comments, but I definitely see.
Who did they say he looked like? I'm about to look it up. I ain't got time to do all that. But anyway, then this is my thing. I pointed this out in my video. The man got two extra large cups.
Yeah.
And a bag full of food, so you know he's going to feed somebody.
Yeah.
So. Now, and y'all trying to clown this man because, first of all, he ain't one of these young Thundercats out here sagging pants and wearing the skinny jeans and all that, looking like you straight out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. This man is clean and he dressing his age.
Exactly. And even when you look at his jeans, he ironed his jeans. Like, this was the style that our older cousins would wear, like, in the early 2000s when, like, blue jean suits was a thing. And I remember my cousins dipping like their jeans in like the bathtub full of starch and just iron them until they were like super straight with this fat crease down the center. But you could tell he put effort, is my point. He put effort into it.
Put that picture back up there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You know what I hate is people out here that love to bully and pick on people.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not trying to take it overboard, you know, because you can't sit up there and talk about this man like that. Cause in the video in real time, everybody that watched it kind of looked like his feelings was like kind of hurt a little.
Yeah.
You know, The man that clearly is not, he not a selfish person, because if he was, he wouldn't be getting food for nobody. So he got food for more than one person, and he got a clean shirt on. That's a polo shirt at that.
It is polo. That's what
he
I said.
He got a little money. You know them polo shirts ain't cheap.
Polo
shirts is not cheap. This man got a pile of blue stripes on.
So yeah.
Let's get into the video. Let's watch the video for those people that did not see it. And we're going to get into it after that.
No, sir.
He got to take his L.
That's crazy. That is crazy to me.
Y'all going to do him like that?
That is crazy.
Y'all going to tell that man to hold that L like that? Play it again.
No, sir.
You know what? This really shows you where people's standards are.
Yeah.
A lot of women. It's not all women, because nothing is all and nothing is everything to me.
Yeah.
But this shows you the level of ignorance that is out here today. What do you call fresh? You go ahead, you talk, because I got a lot to say about this.
No, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because this generation of young ladies, for example, don't even believe in putting on clothes. So for those who don't even believe in putting on decent clothes, bless their heart, then they wouldn't agree with or even look up to someone who looks decent. Like, who looks decent, who looks like they took a shower, they got a haircut. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They no wrinkles in his clothes. His shoes, did you even see his shoes? His shoes matched the shirt. He knew he put in effort. So when he asked the question, "I ain't fresh," it's like.
And what's the shoe with the end on it?
Is it he has the New Balances. The New Balances are in. Like, the New Balances are trending right now. So he's, and also, like you said, Jay, he's dressing his age. Like, he's not wearing the tight jeans. He's not wearing stuff that's sagging all off of his body. He's completely covered, and yet he's supposed to take an L? I don't get it.
Now, yo, man, why do you think? Let me phrase it this way. What do you think about the state of where a lot of women are, the standards that they have? Your overall thoughts about this from a woman's perspective, because a lot of men out there are, quite frankly, a lot of single men are sick and tired of these women that walk around and just they have unrealistic expectations of what a real man should be. And then when you get a real, you treat the real one so bad that when you get a real one that come along, you don't know how to treat them. It's like this video was a prime example of how a lot of females do things out there. It's not everybody. But it's a vast majority of the ones that men run into. Like, what's your thoughts behind why they think that way? Like, what is it?
I think it just speaks to the state of our world, and I think it speaks to the state of our generation. Because anytime a man dresses appropriately and he gets quote unquote clown for it, it speaks to the conscience of our generation and where they are and how the moral standards are at an all-time low, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that from a woman's perspective, those who are mature enough, like the real women who know what the expectation is, what their expectation is in a man, they get it. They know he's dressed appropriately. He's everything that they're looking for. But for those who are immature, who have no goals, or I don't even say goals, I'll say standards about themselves. Well, those are the ones that are saying he's taking the L. And it's like, what?
Because
what are we doing? What are we really doing here? You know?
Because there was a lot of women that did not agree with those two females that was in that video right there. A lot of women came to his defense and rather than was like, he's a handsome guy.
He
looked like he takes showers, he take baths,
and he clearly has some money. I mean, even though he was at Whataburger, it clearly he had enough to get somebody what they
first
need.
First of all, I'm gonna cut you off, but I'm overstating this shower and bath thing because some of y'all ain't taking them. Some of y'all ain't taking them, so that's why we keep saying he looked like he takes showers and baths because he do.
Yeah,
9 times out of 10, if you look like you taking them, you taking them. Yeah. Some of y'all ain't taking them, and you ain't looking like you taking them either. So yeah, that's why we keep saying it, because hygiene is important.
Very. A good relationship with soap and water, praise God.
We overcomplicate
wonderful.
A good relationship with soap. Yeah. Some of y'all ain't got a relationship with God. You ain't got a relationship with soap and water.
Lord.
You don't even have a relationship with yourself. Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't say something there. Let me tap the mic. I didn't say something.
Say it again.
Some of y'all ain't got a relationship with nothing, and you wonder why you ain't going to be nothing.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Well, they going to be something. We're not going to tear them all the way down. You are going to
tear nobody down, but some people need to hear the heart. Some people need to hear the hardcore truth.
The matter is, you got to take a shower, okay? You got to put on lotion. We're going to go all the way there. You got to iron your clothes.
Yeah, you
anytime a man gets torn down for looking decent and ironing his clothes.
That's the crescendo. That's the cherry on top of this thing. Anytime a good man is criticized for looking like a good man, for looking pleasant, for looking presentable, we in trouble. I'll say this again.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a good man is criticized for looking like a good man, since when do we start glorifying trash?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
But see, some of y'all is trash. So I see why. I don't even know why I'm shocked. There's a lot of trash people. I don't even know why I'm shocked. I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I'll make it easy
actually,
on myself.
It's kind of right on script, right? It's a little bit right on script. Anything that looks decent in this world today, everybody's calling wrong right and right wrong. So, I mean.
Man, look here. I'm just getting sick and tired.
But Jay, did you see that? So let's take it back to scripture. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that the Lord will work all things together for the good of those who love him, to those who are called according to his purposes. We don't know if this man loves God or not, but we will say that he definitely took this situation and flipped it. This man and put on merch. Did you see that? Where it's called I Ain't Fresh.
Oh, I didn't see that.
TikTok where he got like almost 200.
Yeah, but it's like a couple different pages. Now. It's a couple different pages up there. When I searched it up.
Jay.
So I didn't know which one is the real him.
Jay, he even went as far as reaching out to New Balance to see if he could get him a brand deal.
Yeah, I hope he gets something. You know,
well,
because the disrespect is real, man. And first of all, I don't like bullies. I don't like people that, you know, is disrespectful to other people for no apparent reason at all. I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. You know, it could have been so much easier for you to be like, yeah, man, you fresh. I see you. And go on about your way. But people got us black. You know what? Yeah, no. I'm gonna put this picture up. Ain't nothing wrong with you, Derek. You look all right. You look good, man. Ain't nothing wrong with you. And he got the crispy white tee under there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's just talk about the white tee.
That's what I'm saying, Jay. And the gold tee.
Perfectly aligned with the neck. Like, come on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with what this man got on.
No, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I gotta stop this nonsense now. You know, and you know what, man? And you know, this is the thing that really bothers me, though. These is full-grown people.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something beyond Derek, because we kind of moving away from him now. But anytime you're a full-grown person and you have the time in your day or a moment to down-talk somebody, I would never understand that.
Yeah.
I put some of my story yesterday about the beef that's going on in comedy, because it's a lot of beef going on in rap music and in comedy. And my statement was this: if you doing what you got to do, if you working on yourself, if you in your own lane, you ain't got time to worry about what somebody else doing.
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
It don't cost nothing to be nice. It don't cost nothing to be cordial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm respectful to everybody I meet.
Yeah.
Everybody. Comedian, actor, you know, influencer, content creator, whatever it is you do, I'm respectful to everybody because, first of all, I thought that's when you grown, that's how you're supposed to conduct yourself.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard somebody say common sense ain't common.
No, it's not. Unfortunately. And,
you know, that's just the truth. Common sense is not common and people just don't have it.
Nope. As much as we wish that they would. Because the idea is you would think that people have some type of standard or the same standard you were raised with or you have. But the reality is people just don't. And I think when situations like this happen and we see it happen right in front of us, it screams even louder that people don't have any decorum and they don't have any common sense. Because if they did, they wouldn't do things like this.
And it makes you question who raised you, you know. But I can't really talk about the parents in this situation because it's a lot of times parents are doing their job. I think it's 50-50. Yeah. Some are and some are not. But you can very well raise your child, I believe, to be a respectful citizen, to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, to make friends, to be friendly, to be kind to people that even people you don't agree with, to be kind.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and I think people just get grown and decide to do whatever they want to do. You forget your values. You forget how you was raised. You forget just common courtesy. Even if your parents didn't raise you to be the picture of the perfect person, like common courtesy is gone.
And that
sickens me, man, that people just, you know, people don't hold the door open for nobody no more.
No.
People don't even want to let you over when you're driving. Like little stupid stuff. Like people just don't want to say thank you no more. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
You know?
Good morning. You don't get... you speak, they don't speak back. Oh, my.
Man, this is you know what, y'all? And this is talk about a pandemic. It's an emotional... I don't even know how to phrase it, but it's a pandemic for people with personalities, and this is an epidemic, whatever you want to call it. This is catastrophic.
Yeah.
All the big words. This is just terrible. You know, people's mindset and how they treat other people. It just sickens me, man. And I'll never understand it. I'll never understand it.
It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate. Even more so, I'm persuaded to never be that way. I'm persuaded to always go against the grain because like we were always taught that we are thermostats and not thermometers, meaning a thermostat changes the temperature in a room.
Yeah.
A thermometer becomes whatever the room is. So if the room is hot, the thermometer will say it's a hot room or it's a cold room. A thermostat changes the environment, changes the temperature. And so and I've always kept that in my heart. Wherever I go, whatever room I walk into, whatever space we walk into, y'all, we got to remember that we're thermostats. We're not thermometers. We ought to set the standards. We ought to change the environment. If the environment is negative or chaotic, then when you walk into a room, then it should shift. It should become a place of peace. It should become a place of calmness, right? It should become a place that has some the wisdom of God and also the authority of God. And so remember who you are. And when you remember who you are, then you won't, as the word of God says, conform to this world, but you'll be transformed when you keep your mind on the Lord and on his word. So we are thermostats. We are not thermometers. And even though people do things like this to people like Derek, people say you should take an L and all these things. We don't accept those things.
And if you ain't nobody ever told you, ignorant people do exist.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So now that you know, you got a duty to conduct yourself in a certain matter because stupid, ignorant people do exist.
They do.
Everybody ain't gonna be saved. Like I said last week about hell, somebody going. I said that. And I said that because there are going to be some people that just going to want to stay ignorant. And if you are a person of integrity, if you are a person that is loving and you caring, you know, you study God's word, you have a relationship with him, you want to be a better person, not just for you, but for your spouse or for your children.
Yeah.
You got a duty that when you approach or come in contact with a fool, to go the other way. See, they're better than me. I would have kept walking. I wouldn't even, I'm not even stopping to have a conversation with nobody where I don't even feel like
this.
But you know what? It's sad that we got to do that because you should be able to have a conversation with another human being and not have to worry about being disrespected.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be able to have a conversation. But I'm at a point now where if I'm in the grocery store, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to say, how you doing? I don't want to speak to nobody because people are crazy.
And you know what? I take the exact opposite approach. I speak.
Yeah, I'm out of my business. If ain't nobody said nothing to me, I get in the elevator.
I say, good morning. Because you ever heard the term pay it forward? Sometimes people don't understand what it is like to have common courtesy until they see it represented.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Like when I walk into a room and if it's quiet and it's the first thing in the morning and I say good morning, then it's like a fire. It ignites. Everybody's saying good morning. And it sets the tone as to what is deemed appropriate and what is deemed inappropriate. And it's the smallest things I know, but it makes a big difference because then people, for example, like the pay it forward, like I was talking about, if you're in the drive-thru and you pay for the person behind you, you're like, oh man, then you pull up and you figure out somebody paid for you. Then you're like, you know what? Let me pay for the person behind me.
Yeah.
It just sets the tone. It's like a domino effect. So I get what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, but I just refuse to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, when I said that, I meant if somebody speak to me, obviously you say good morning, I'm going to speak back and be nice. But When I see on the news, man gets shot, you know, for somebody looking at him the wrong way, I got questions about where I am in society. I got major questions. You mean to tell me he got shot because he frowned or looked a certain way?
Yeah.
First of all, let's dissect this. You don't know what he was frowning at. He could have got into an argument with his girl.
Yeah.
He could have just got fired. Somebody could have hit him upside his head.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know what people are going through. You know, and in this particular situation, this man lost his life because of a look. Like,
my goodness.
That's why I don't play with people. Hey, I'm in and I'm out. I got that mentality. I'm going in the store. I'm getting what I'm getting, and I'm out of there. I ain't fooling with these people out here. Period.
What y'all think in the comments? Do you speak when you're in the elevator? Do you say good morning on Monday mornings?
Yeah.
Or you like, nah, forget all of that. I'm not speaking to nobody.
Now, mind you, I'm encouraging everybody to be nice, be cordial. But you know, my frame of thinking is just different. My thing is arrive alive. It's survival of the fittest out here now. You know, everywhere I go, and as a black man too. Yeah, I said it. As a black man. We can't just be out here doing whatever. We gotta arrive alive. Go to get your gas and come out. Go in the grocery store, get your honey bun and your sweet tea and come out of there.
Not the sweet tea.
Get 30 on pump 10 and pump your gas and hit the highway and just go home. Like it ain't like and this is a message for some people need to hear this though.
It's true. Yeah, tell them.
I mean, y'all doing too much in the street.
Yeah.
What you pumping your gas and you done pumping it? You put the thing up there. You standing there looking around for what you looking at?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to look at.
Yeah.
Get your car and go. Go. Just outdoing it. Just out. Especially if you're young. If you listen to this, you watch it. Yeah. You stumble across this video. You 16 to an age of 16, 22. No unnecessary movements or whereabouts. Just go where you need to go.
Because we telling you this because you need to use wisdom.
Black man.
You must use wisdom. And wisdom is knowledge applied. So everything that you know, wisdom tells me I need to apply the things that I know so that whatever the outcome could potentially be, it will be in my favor.
Yeah.
Use wisdom.
Because every situation I'm in, I plan the outcome. It's a possibility. I could pull up to this gas station and somebody tell me to roll my window down and start tapping on my window. And then I got to do something in that situation. I map out my day.
What you gotta do?
If I know I got to go to the gas station and the store and the mall, I know what I'm going to do in every situation. See, the problem with y'all is y'all out here living and you just living. You ain't got no game plan.
True.
Some of y'all walk with the headphones in. You don't know who next to you. You don't understand how many people done ran into me being on their phone.
Yeah. Be aware of your surroundings. We giving you life lessons, y'all.
You see a lot of women and younger girls that walk in these malls or walking outside. I know you live in a nice neighborhood, Becky, Samantha, Rachel. I know you live in a nice neighborhood. You like to jog with your beats on. But serial killers and all this type of stuff, they in them neighborhoods too.
Yes.
So I'm trying to tell y'all, just be aware of what you're doing. Stop being so... I see, black women, older black women don't play, especially when they go on to walk dogs and stuff. I seen this lady walking with a big old tree branch. She wasn't playing. I said, you know what? If somebody walk up there trying to take her life, they gonna know they've been in a fight. They gonna know, because that she was not playing. But all I'm saying is just be aware of what you do. Period. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Use wisdom.
What you got on that?
Use wisdom. Like I said before, use wisdom.
What they say? Wisdom is the principal thing.
That's what the words say. You in the wisdom, book.
And you with all that getting, get an understanding.
You in the book. You in the book. That's what it say. In all you're getting, in all of your learning, in all of your academics, it means nothing if you don't use wisdom. Apply the knowledge you learn appropriately. If you think about it like this, every car has a seatbelt or supposed to have one. Wisdom tells me I need to put a seatbelt on. Now, you can choose to ride around in your car without a seatbelt on. Sure. But God forbid, should you get into an accident and potentially hurt or harm yourself, the injuries could have been prevented had you put a seatbelt on. That's called wisdom. It's called applying the knowledge in real time. Wisdom.
Period.
It's the principal thing. It could literally save your life. Go ahead, Jay. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, man. I saw a video on, I think it was TikTok. And it was one of them AI videos where the AI do the voiceovers. People know what I'm talking about. They be, narrating. Yeah. And they was talking about September 11th. Mm-hmm. And the dude was saying the people that survived that day was the man. I'm paraphrasing because I don't know what he said verbatim. We said the people that survived that day was the man that spilled coffee on himself in the morning. He had to change his clothes. So it took him another hour before he got to work. The lady that got stuck in traffic, got stuck at all the red lights, didn't know why.
Yeah.
The person that, something went wrong with their kids, they had to call off work.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is sometimes God will shield you and protect you from things.
Say that, yes.
The things that we think are roadblocks or is a waste of time.
Yes.
God will move in those areas.
Yes, sir.
To save your natural life.
Yes, he will.
Somebody on that day, and I don't want to keep talking about it because 9/11 is a sensitive subject and it's not funny at all. I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
But somebody, it's a fact that somebody's life was saved that day because of an inconvenience, so to speak.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So what is the word? I gotta fix. Why is them balloons coming up like that?
I thought you pushed the button. I saw it. Yeah, I thought you.
We're gonna fix that for the next one. Don't worry about that, y'all. Yeah, see, didn't put my hands down now. so God has a way of protecting you and providing for you in ways that you may think is a waste of time, man. Why did I have to, man? I overslept, man. This dog, man. And now I got to run up to this girl's school, man. I got into a car accident. Well, like, man, what's going on, man? I'm trying to get to my destination. You never know what God is keeping you from.
You never know.
You never know, man.
You never know.
He could be keeping you from losing your very life.
Yes, he could be.
And the people that are in such a rush to get somewhere, don't ever be in a rush. You know, dad said that all the time.
Yeah.
Our dad would be like, if you already late, you late. You late.
Yeah.
There's no need to rush now.
Exactly.
If you know you're going to be 15 minutes late, why are you rushing?
Exactly.
Because late is late.
Exactly.
You know, such thing as later. The only thing you can do is not go somewhere after that. But if you late, you late. So I took that mentality. And people always laugh at me when I say it, but I took that mentality on because there's no need to rush. Because what happened if what you do when you late? You start rushing.
You do.
Start cutting corners.
Dropping
a shortcut. You start running stop signs. You run the red light.
Yeah.
And you end up ultimately, God forbid, hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So let that be a nugget for somebody out there that's always rushing.
Yeah.
Ain't no need to rush. God's timing is perfect. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Period.
Amen.
So we ready to get into the news?
You hear what I said? I said amen. You trying to ignore me, huh? Y'all, he got a word. He got a word. He don't be wanting to lean into it. But you coming?
Just because somebody is trying to motivate the people, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. But everybody, I ain't qualified. Y'all don't want me to be a bishop. Y'all want that? I think not. Let's get into the news. What you got for us, sis, on that you saw in the news this week?
In the news this week, so apparently there was a woman who married a hologram man.
What?
Married a hologram man.
Mm-mm.
Human and robot relationships. The Lord is on the way.
What? You know what?
He's on the way. He coming.
Oh yeah, he coming.
And just kind of dipping back into the Derek situation. This is what people are gonna, because they downgrade men so much. This is what's gonna become the reality. A hologram. Human and robot relationships.
On both ends.
On both
men, men dating women. AIs and.
Yeah. It says a woman is marrying an AI hologram, ushering in a weird new era for human and robot relationships.
Now, I checked this time and time again to make sure this wasn't fake, y'all. When I saw Yahoo News posted it, I said this is real.
Yep. Welcome to 2024.
I'm going to let you keep talking, keep expounding on it.
I mean, welcome to 2024. We have arrived. We are living
looking up
in the last days. And it's only, here's the thing, Jay. It's not going to get better. Things are only going to continue to progressively get more and more strange. It's going to get more and more strange. And then people look at people like us and say, well, we're the strange ones because we believe in the Lord. We believe in the Lord Jesus. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. And we believe that he's coming back for us, which actually has more evidence historically, has more evidence scientifically, has more evidence if you do your own research. Proof that who the Lord Jesus was prophetically and who he continues to be, the evidence goes beyond our imaginations.
Yeah.
But we would be the ones called strange, and someone who's marrying a hologram, God bless their heart, they're normal. It's a strange state of affairs.
It's definitely strange.
Strange state of affairs.
You said it. It ain't going to get no better.
No.
I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is. It ain't going to get no better.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think people that want to sit up here now, obviously as believers, or just as a person that's, you know, if you're not a believer, if you just feel like, you know, don't subscribe to any sort of relationship with God or anything like that. If you're just a good person, you want in your heart for things to get better. This is, you know, what's normal and what's not normal. That ain't normal.
Yes, yes.
That ain't normal.
Yes.
That woman is longing to be loved.
Yeah.
And, but see, too, I don't know why my mind is going here.
Go ahead.
This is why we was talking about with him being treated, with Derek being treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
People like, man, I'm done with humans.
See?
I'm gonna love something that's gonna love me and gonna continue to repeat it until the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
So people are resorting to things that are not even real.
Unnatural affection.
To feel that, it's in a word, to feel that void in them.
And the void that they are longing for, they don't even know it, Jay. What they're longing for, the Bible says that God is love.
Yeah.
And that's the person that you need to fill that void.
Yeah.
You don't need a hologram. Bless the people who have 10 cats and 8 dogs. I love dogs and cats myself. But when you are needing your void filled, and when you're longing for love, you need to go to the one who's the author of it, who is love.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who we need to turn to. Am I frozen, Jay? Are you frozen?
You frozen again.
Oh, I'm frozen. This seems to happen.
Yeah, this is a reoccurring thing with you. I'll tell you, you need to upgrade over there.
I don't know what's happening.
You're going to have to.
This seems to happen all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, man. Piggybacking off of what she was saying, these people are trying to find love in all the wrong places. And in reality, people are longing for a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they don't even know it. You want to be loved so bad, you know, you want to have, you long for a relationship. You know, and I'm not saying, oh, you want a relationship with God, so therefore that's all. No, people want actual physical relationships too, you know, but you have to find it in him first, and then you will know how to love somebody, or he will help you and guide you into finding that right person for you. That's just what I believe, y'all. That's just what I believe. So I think that it's very important, y'all, that, you know what I'm saying, you have a prayer life, man. Having a prayer life is priceless. You need a prayer life, man. You need a prayer life. If you don't have one, I don't see how y'all making it. I don't see how y'all making it. You know? Because what a prayer life does is it touches your heart in a way, and it transforms you from the inside out. And that's what you need to continue to be the person you are and who you're going to be. Now, where is she at? Now, we done. Now, y'all, listen to me. This is ghetto, and we done been through this. All right. We can't keep doing this. Trina, you're going to have to upgrade. You're going to have to get you top level internet access, internet service. We need to start a GoFundMe. We need to do something. Because I'm cheap myself. I ain't upgrading for nobody. You see, my stuff ain't cut. I'm right where I need to be. I ain't cutting out. Stuff is high now. Stuff is high. And you try to call up there to get you some better Wi-Fi, and they try to sell you something else. Then you got into an argument. But let us know down in the comment section what y'all thinking about the AI thing and all of that. Okay, I think we got her.
Y'all,
I had to do a whole bunch of unnecessary talking. I just did a whole lot of unnecessary talking.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I was reaching.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Struggling.
See, that one, you see how when I start talking about God is love, then all of a sudden my internet start going out?
No, you just need to upgrade. You need to upgrade.
Everything ain't the devil.
Everything at the devil. Be hands on.
Well, we was going smooth as butter until
mine ain't cut out.
Well, you wasn't the one talking about God is love. I was.
You right? No, Okay.
So anyway, what was you talking about before I was rude?
I was talking about the people while you were gone, rebooting your.
I had to take a bathroom.
You went to the bathroom.
Nah, we just gonna say I did.
Nah, yes, you did.
I took a bathroom break.
I was just talking about how you need to have a relationship with Christ. So, because I believe that that's what this lady was longing for, like you said before you cut out, you was talking about how she's longing for a relationship.
Yeah,
and I feel like, you know, and I said it's not the fact that she needs you need to have a relationship with God, and she don't want a physical relationship. No, she wants a physical relationship too. It's just that I believe you have to have a relationship with him first, so that he can lead you and guide you to that right person.
Exactly.
Because I believe he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So it ain't a woman's job to go looking, but he can put you in the right place to be found.
Yes, he can.
So that's all I peeled from that was you over here marrying a hologram, you know, and it's just ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is. And then there are people, there are going to be people or spectators are going to say, there's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. But if you got any ounce of common sense, you know that this is strange. We are living in strange times, people. And we're going to say it and we're going to keep saying it as long as the Lord allows us to do this podcast. If you're not reading your word for yourself, if you're not opening up that Bible and reading it for yourself, you are in trouble.
You're in deep trouble.
If you are not in a church home and under sound doctrine and good teaching based on the Lord Jesus, you are in trouble.
Yes, you are.
You need to be somewhere where you can be well fed so that you can be equipped to deal with the days ahead.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. That's why the Lord God is
doing it. Tougher times is coming, y'all. And I tell people this all the time, man. And I don't push God down people's throat because my thing is this, God is a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord, he, you know what I'm saying? And I tell people this all the time. You have to at least try it.
At least
when you cut out, I said, have a prayer life. I said, you need to have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, I don't see how you making it.
Yeah.
You need to have a relationship with him. And it starts by just having a consistent prayer life.
That's it.
And it's like our dad say all the time. He challenged people to ask God for something in secret and watch him do it. That's what I challenge you to do.
Yeah.
If there's something that you want God to do or something that you feel like is impossible, I don't know if somebody's locked up. I don't know if somebody has a health issue. I don't know if you're trying to get a promotion on your job. Whatever the case may be, you're trying to get custody of your kids. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But ask God about that in private. Pray about it in private.
Yes.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about it and watch it happen for you. And when it does happen, you only got to do one thing. You got to accept him as your Lord and your Savior, and have a relationship with him. It ain't going to be a perfect relationship.
No.
We talked about this too. Relationship with God is not a perfect one. You're going to have your ups and your downs, your bad days. You're going to have days you ain't going to want to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
You're going to have them days. I've had them days.
Yeah.
You don't want to give. You don't want to talk to nobody. You're gonna have them days.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you're gonna have more good days than bad.
Yes, you are.
I can guarantee you that. And when everybody else don't have a peace of mind, you're gonna have a peace of mind.
That's right.
In chaotic, crazy situations, when everybody is going off, you're gonna be the one that's keeping your peace.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's up to you.
Try them for yourself. The Bible says don't taste it. That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You got to try him out for yourself. we could go on and on about with testimonies about the things that the Lord has done for us, mm-hmm. that he used us to do, that he's inspired us to do, that he's challenged us to do. We could go on and on. But at the end of the day, when you close this podcast out, when you close your phone out and you lay in your bed at night, the Lord is going to require something of you. And you're going to have to say, you know what, God, why not? Why not give you a try? And you know what? When you do that, like we talked about in the opening verse, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, that's all faith is trust. Faith translates there in the Greek to the Greek word that means trust. So when you put your faith in God, you are literally putting your trust in him.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That was my alarm. You're putting your trust in him and you're saying, God, I'm trusting you over this situation. Now show yourself strong in it. Show me what you can do.
I'm just trying to give y'all the secrets to my success in a degree, to mm-hmm. a certain degree, because I get a lot of DMs and a lot of people ask me, man, how did you get to this far to where you are, or you know, with consistent in content? I said, man, it's all God, man. You know, he's led me and guided me. And one thing I'm not gonna do is not give him glory on my platforms, because I want to conform to the world, or I feel like, you know, it's enough of that. You got enough people out here talking crazy on podcasts.
Yeah,
there's enough people out here talking about stuff that ain't gonna benefit you. I'm trying to give you something on my podcast that's gonna benefit you and that's gonna save your spirit, man.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Because
victory while you on this planet.
Because
believing in Jesus is fire insurance, as we like to call it.
Right.
But then also, he's going to give you victory on this side. He's going to bless you on this side. He's going to refresh you, redeem you, satisfy you on this side, and give you eternal life. That's a win-win.
Win-win.
But you gotta try them. You gotta put your faith, hope, and trust in them.
Yeah, and watch your dreams start to make sense to you.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I used to be confused and be like, man, okay, if I got a dream, you know, but God got something for me. Some people literally had these questions. Like, if I got a dream and God got something for me, how I know my dream is what God wants? Well, your dream, when your heart is right, your relationship with him, that is what God wants.
Yes.
Because whatever is in your heart to do, he put it there. Every good thing comes from him. If it's good and it's beneficial to your family,
yes,
and you know that he can get the glory out of it,
yes,
that came from him. That's how you can identify whatever it is that you're trying to do, because a lot of people don't know what their gifts are. They don't know, you know, what their niche is, or how they're supposed to go about, you know, being an entrepreneur or whatever they're because some people really believe that their job is the end all be all. No, your job is not your end all be all. God specifically created you to do something.
Yes.
You know, yes. I ain't gonna stunt. Somebody gotta be at them cash registers to check us out. Somebody gonna have to be in that drive through.
But you know what? Those jobs are good, like we talked about today, because they're starting points. They teach you discipline, they teach you how to be on time. They teach you, but those jobs are not the end all be all. And
no,
like you
not.
Talk about dreams, that's even Bible, because we see in Genesis where Joseph, God gives Joseph a dream. And he shows him.
Yeah, Trevor don't do nothing else. She's going to take it back to that word, y'all. I'm done. I'm letting y'all know.
I want
right y'all
to know.
She's
going to
take it back to the word.
I have to, because everything that we talk about, you can find it in the word. If you have a dream, you can look at the guy who was a dreamer. His name was Joseph. I ain't going to ruin the story for you, but read it in Genesis if you don't know it. And we see that God gives him a dream, and it doesn't manifest until years later. But the dream came from the Lord. If you haven't read the story, go read the story. Because when you talk about dreams, Jay, and when you talk about having something put in your heart and you don't know if the Lord gave it to you, well, if the Lord gave Joseph a dream, how much more you and I?
That's right.
That's food for thought, something for you to think about. Whatever dream that you have in your heart that's pure, that benefits people and yourself, you have to question. It potentially came from the Lord.
Yeah. So you just have to just know and believe that, like I said before, if it's good and it's in your heart, and also you'll know something is for you when it ain't going nowhere. Like you can't run from it. When you know in your mind, man, I'm trying to get away from this thing. I can't quite get away from it.
Yeah.
It keep following me. I keep dreaming about it. I keep thinking about it. It keep popping up in front of my face. Lean into whatever that is.
Yeah, that's good.
And 9 times out of 10, if it terrifies you, because I heard someone say that before, and I know it to be true because I experienced it. Mm-hmm. If it terrifies you, if you get a little, you know, I don't want to say fear is good, but if you're careful in how you approach it and how you handle it, if you handle it with care and you don't want to mess it up.
Yes.
That is the thing you need to be pursuing. I don't care if it's baking cakes, cooking pies.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to be a car detailer, whatever business it is that you have, or whatever dreams or goals you have, musician, whatever. If that's in your heart, then pursue it. Stop letting people tell you that you can't do it.
Exactly. Like, because you can.
Yeah. Not family.
No.
Nobody. Because the thing is this. Everybody not going to understand your dreams and your goals. Sometimes your family going to be confused.
Ain't that what happened?
They're not going to get it until it comes to fruition.
Ain't that what
happened? It's not that they don't love you. It's not that they don't care.
Yeah.
But people want to see if you're going to make it happen or if you're just going to let it just go. Now, some people really do just like, I don't know about that. I don't know if he can do that or she can do that. All right. They ain't never painted a day in their life. He ain't never sold none a day in his life. He ain't never made a music track. She ain't never sung nothing. Mm-hmm. Listen, you gotta follow your heart, follow your dreams, man. Even if your friends are trying to hold you back, you gotta go. Family trying to hold you back, you gotta go. Coworker, whoever it is, man, you have to follow it because you don't want to look back. You don't want to look back at 65, 70 years old and say, I should have at least tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And what would have happened if I put my best foot forward?
Yeah.
What would have happened? The only thing worse you can do is fail.
That's it.
And then you could try again.
Yeah.
That's the whole beauty about this whole thing is that you can try again.
Always. As long as you got breath in your body.
And failure is not a bad thing. And really, right, reality, you never fail. It's like you turn them L's into a lesson. It's not a failure. These are learning lessons.
That's right. That's right.
So
you helping the people. You helping them. I feel like somebody is getting what they need tonight as it relates to dreaming and dreaming big. And you should dream big because if the dream is bigger than you, then it allows God to help you along the way. It forces you to lean on him and it forces you to do it by faith.
That's right. Go for it, man.
Do it.
Go for it.
We're talking to somebody.
Yeah. I heard Denzel Washington. This is a quote that I love.
What is
I'm going to quote it right now. Denzel Washington quoted this. I'm not quite sure where he got it from.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how the quote goes. For all the people that's trying to figure it out, it says, dreams without goals are just dreams. And ultimately, they feel disappointment. Mm-hmm. On the road to achieving your dreams, you must apply discipline, but more importantly, consistency. Because without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish.
Mm.
So you have to commit. You have to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You have to start. If you don't start nothing, we talked about it earlier in the podcast.
We did.
If you don't start something, how can God work?
Yes. You got to give
up. We hear people all the time that step on the award stages. First of all, I want to thank God. I want to thank And we want to call them crazy. You say they always say that, but is it possible that they had a belief system? The only difference between those people and believers a lot of times is at least they go out and get it.
Yep. They put
people
the word.
You want to call people in the world, oh, they in the world, they got worldly riches. Well, at least they out there putting their foot forward. What you doing?
Yeah.
You go to church on Sunday, you go home, go to work, you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, you're not working on your dreams. At least they take the leap of faith to go and work on what's theirs. That's why I don't hate on people, rappers and people that have what they have. They have what they have because they put the work in.
Yeah.
They put the work in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I think what we do as believers is we want to sit back and be chill and let God do everything.
Yes. Yes.
And with no work ethic, being lazy.
Yeah.
And since when do we have this idea? And this is another thing. We're gonna go into some rapid fire questions to end this thing out. Okay. Since when did believers have to be broke?
Yeah,
talk we about have that. To sit back and be broke. Church going people,
mm-hmm.
Christians ain't got no money. We talk about all the time putting them chicken dinners together in the basement or something to raise some money. Like you can have some money too.
Yes,
you don't have to follow Jesus Christ and be broke. He said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." If everything is His.
Yes.
If I ain't got none of it, it's something that I'm not doing.
Yes. Yes.
You say, kill me with that. Quoting all these scriptures, the earth is the Lord's. Yeah, but you ain't got none of it. You ain't got no land. You ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing. You broke.
Mm.
And then say, rappers, they get every dog. Yes, because you know what? They up while you sleep.
Well, James put it this way. James said, faith without works.
There it go. I told y'all.
Faith. You can have all the faith and the trust in the Lord in the world. But if your work's not there.
Hello.
If you're not doing something, like we said earlier, if you're not doing something.
Do something. Do something. Everybody got to give. I don't want to hear this no more. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're listening to this on Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Pod, wherever you're listening, do something, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't mean for this podcast to turn into a motivational podcast, but
man, but somebody needed to hear it though, Jay, because somebody is sitting on their bed at night waiting for the fairy godmother to step in their bedroom
with a world of talent,
bippity boppity boo.
They say the richest place on the earth is the graveyard.
Yeah.
The wealthiest place on planet earth is the graveyards, the cemeteries.
Why is that?
Why? Because people died with dreams.
Yes.
Sitting on millions and billions of dollars from an idea that you had, but you was too afraid or. Yeah. You let drugs get a hold to you, or you were so wilding and self-pity so much that you died young, some young and many old.
Yeah.
Without activating what God put inside of you. Yeah. I actually think it's admirable. You work at a job for 20, 30 years, you get your 401k and you got 80, 90,000, 100,000, 120,000.
All right. Yeah.
Because a lot of our people that came before us, they did that.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not knocking having a regular job. I'm not knocking you getting your, because we all have had to go. I've had to go there. I've had a lot of jobs. And boy, y'all don't want me to tell you how many jobs I done had. I had a lot of jobs. But you get to a point to where you realize, man, I'm meant for more than just punching this clock.
You do. You reach that place. I'm
more than just making somebody else's million-dollar company a billion-dollar company or.
Yeah.
You don't know how, you know what it really clicked for me? Like when I'd be on the job and you know how the regional manager will come or somebody come that don't work at the store.
Yeah.
You know they got money because they got a higher position.
Yeah.
And they come in and shake your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and you know he ain't doing no work. But getting cashed out. I said, something got to change.
Yeah.
That shifted my perspective when I was working because I realized, like, man, you making somebody else's dream larger.
Exactly.
Like you got yours in a closet on the shelf, just like.
Yeah. All right.
And it's a little nugget. Like when I was creating content, y'all, people ask me this all the time, so I'm gonna answer it right here now. I was creating content when I was working. There was not a time where I was just sitting on my gift when I took it serious. When I got serious with it, I created videos before work. I would get up earlier than the time I had to get up. And when I got home from work, I was creating content.
Yeah.
Why? Because I can't sit up and ask God to do something that I'm not willing to get up and put the forth effort and do.
Yes.
Because God ain't going to come down to do it for me.
I had not when options. He gave you, not when he gave you a brain and he gave you a mind and he gave you limbs to move and think and do.
Yeah.
The reason that he gave us these functionalities, and we're made up of 12 systems for those who know biological science and physiological science and the study of the human body. We have 12 systems that our body operates in, right? And so why would God, in all of his omnipotence and all of his sovereignty, create us to be these machines that work and think so well, and then we just become a bag of bones, sitting, being lazy, doing nothing? You got to do something with what he gave you.
Rapid fire questions. What you got for me?
Rapid fire. This is for the people who want to know a little bit more about J18 and about what he is, what he likes. What's your favorite color, J18?
Favorite color?
Yeah.
Man, what is my favorite color?
I was trying to think about it too. I don't know if you really got one. I thought it was. I don't know what it is, to be honest. What is it?
Let's just say I don't think gold is a color. That used to be my favorite color for the longest. Gold is not considered a color.
It's considered a metal.
Let's go with Man, what is my favorite color? You know what, y'all? I don't know.
Interesting. What's your favorite food?
Let's go with black. Let's go with black. I go with black.
Yeah, sounds about right. What's your favorite food? Fried my chicken. Favorite
food? Okay. Okay, that sounded a little racist. Okay. Fried chicken. All right.
Some of y'all was thinking.
That sounded like that came with something. What was that about? No, but favorite food? Shoot. I'm thinking about a whole lot of stuff right now.
First thing to come to my mind.
First thing to come to my mind?
Yeah.
Fish. Yeah.
Catfish, fried fish.
Swai. Swai is the best fish. Like people in the comment section going on and people listening. Swai is good, ain't it?
And you like it fried?
Yes. 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 Fried or baked. It don't really matter. But what's if you don't have fried swai, if you don't like fried stuff, get it baked. Swai is good.
And what kind of sides you eat with?
Sweet potato. Sweet potato.
Okay.
And a salad.
Caesar or garden salad? I'm getting hungry.
Caesar.
Praise God. Okay. Caesar. Favorite TV show? Favorite show? What you watching these days? We know you do the social medias. You like the Netflix Prime Video? What you doing these days?
I was just talking about that show, The Upshaws, with Mike Epps on
the. Oh, I like that show. Yeah, we watched.
Yeah. The Upshaws is pretty good. You know, because TV it's changed, man. It's not a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
Out anymore. And the ones that I do watch and try to give it a chance, it don't do nothing for me. So
yeah.
You know, I always revert back to the old stuff. You know, but The Upshaws is pretty good. Also, I'm watching BMF on Stars.
BMF.
It's a story of Big Meech. You know, so all y'all know BMF. Y'all know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What?
Wait, you know, we've been watching The Neighbors on Prime Video.
No, you just had a hiccup. We ain't going to skip over that.
Go ahead.
I'm playing. Go ahead.
The Neighbors with Cedric the Entertainer.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
That's a good show. Yeah, Cedric the Entertainer is hilarious. St. Louis is on.
Got to
shout
St. Louis out.
Shout out to Sid. Is that it?
God. Yeah, that's all the three questions. That's all I have for you. Rapid fire. 1, 2, 3.
Rapid fire, everybody. Yay. All right. Look, man, we want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to episode number 6 of Lounge Talk with J1A. Listen, man, we appreciate all love and the support. Don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button so we can push it out in the algorithm. Drop a comment down below how you like this episode or your thoughts on this episode. And we're going to try to get the comment sections and respond to you. We try to respond to everybody. Also, we always record and upload each and every Sunday. We do one a week, on one podcast a week. But really soon, we're going to start going live, maybe in about 2 weeks or so, doing it live.
That's right.
So we can interact with everybody in person. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's also on iHeartRadio podcast, wherever you listen, you can go and get that. So shout out your handle so everybody know where to follow you at.
I mean, my handle's on the thing, ain't it, Jay? You always
For the people that, you know, people lazy, they don't want to go down and click and scroll. So
you can find me on Instagram at Katrina_Marnice, on Facebook, Katrina_Marnice. And you can also find me on TikTok at _Katrina_Marnice.
All right, that's it. Lounge Talk with J18 in a minute. Y'all.